everyone, and welcome to the program. Operation Tribute to Free Troops from the Front with the U.S. Army. We are in Kuwait. Tennessee National Guard in Kuwait. Joining us, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you, Rochelle?
We are doing fantastic. The bigger question is, how are you doing?
We're doing great here.
Doing very well in the wonderful country of Kuwait.
Yeah, well, you know, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. I want to know about your experience overseas. You both share me, serving as father in the Army, you know, in a battlefield. How does this make you feel?
Rochelle, I couldn't be more proud of my son to be here and with me, and I'm glad he's here. We have a good time together. We've probably gotten to spend more time together since we've been here than I ever did back at home, because, you know, when you got family and of six, you spend your time at work or you're pulled in so many different directions. And now when I get off work,
yeah, now we're they're teenagers, you know, we go out places and go out with friends, you know, just really no time to spend with family that much at all.
And now that we're together, we get to, you know, once work is done, we can spend some time together. And we try to do that probably at least two or three times a week. And usually consists of him coming over and we'll lay back and watch a movie or something. But it's a good time. I'm glad he's here with me.
It's something small, but I really enjoy it.
You know, I will tell you that, you know, many others, I'm certain, are quite envious of you to have someone support you. That you are there together, but I'm also certain it's a little nerve-wracking at the same time. Share with us, if you don't mind. We're going to start with Chris Lieutenant. If you can share with us your day-to-day operations, your
responsibilities. I think she's asking what your job is.
Oh, my job. I am the munitions deputy officer in charge. The theater storage area here in Kuwait is responsible for making sure that we have enough munitions, ammunition for everyone in Afghanistan, Iraq, and throughout the Middle East. And even though I am an officer, and so that pretty much means my job consists primarily of writing reports, building PowerPoints, and attending meetings. It is my group of men that are out there on the ground that are building the containers and pallets of munitions that resupply our fighters in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Now, day-to-day operations, when you are, to be able to do the duties properly, how many hours on average? Daily basis. Is it as average as we are, you know, regular work?
My day consists, I get up pretty early, about 5 or so, and try to spend some time, because of the time difference between here and home. If it's 5 o'clock in the morning here, it's 9 p.m. back at home, and so I try to spend a couple of hours talking to the wife and to the kids if I can, the rest of the family, and get to work usually about 8 o'clock here. And by the end of the day, usually around 1800, about 6 p.m., so it's only about a 10-hour work day. Sometimes, I mean, it's not to say it hasn't gone longer. There are some days when it's gone much longer. But then maybe when I get home, spend a little bit of time again on the phone or over Skype with the family, and then Andrew and I will usually kick back and watch a movie.
What seems to be one of the most captivating moments of the Army serving as you are correct now, wait now, what is one of the most
memorable moments you guys have had?
Memorable moments.
You two together.
You know, go ahead. If you got something, and then I'm thinking Father's Day, but
Father's Day. Well, yeah, Father's Day. Whenever spent the entire day. Father's Day. That was a pretty memorable moment.
We were
right
actually
here.
Both off on yeah. the same day for all day.
Yeah, and it was got to spend the entire day with my dad, which is, you know, didn't really happen too often in the past, but I think it was, I loved it. We went to the pool forever, swam, tanned,
went I back. Read.
Yeah, we both read. Yeah. Stephen King. Yeah. And did you watch movies after that?
We did. After that, we came back and watched movies. So it was just some time that we got to spend together that, you know what, if we'd been home, probably wouldn't have happened, honestly. Yeah. You know, we might have had lunch together or dinner, but then everyone would have scattered to the wind. That's just kind of how it happens when you got a house full of teenagers and grown kids.
Well, just you mentioned Stephen King. He actually resides here in the Sarasota, Florida area. Just be listening right now, gentlemen.
We found that we both have a liking to Stephen King.
Yeah.
In fact, I've ordered about 20 Stephen King movies and didn't realize how many there were, because that's only about a third of them, and that's kind of what we watch at night.
Yeah, I mean it's I mean for like I think was it like half of our family likes Stephen King. Like we've seen like many series and we read the books, but yeah, we. We pretty much enjoy the author.
We like each other. We both it's something we both can like.
Yeah. So, you know, it's easy to spend time with each other whenever we have something in common.
So if there were care packages that were unique to yourself, what would you like to see coming?
We get so many care packages with cookies and all kinds of things that I really, you know, I exercise at lunch instead of eating. But when you fill the afternoon and the early morning hours with, you know, oatmeal raisin cookies, the exercise doesn't do you a lot of good. But care packages, that's pretty much what most of them consist of, are, you know, good things to eat that really you shouldn't.
Well, you got to have guilty pleasures sometimes. Like one of my friends, like the first care packages that I got consisted of Starburst, sour straws, and like 5 packets of Twix. And that was from one of my friends back home. Her name is Ashley Cates. And that was, yeah, first care package I got. And then like soon after that, she sent me a book on how to be passive aggressive, which I think she was telling me something there. But I don't care. It was an awesome book. I kind of related to it. So
I try to get my wife to send, you know, healthier snacks and care packages now, like almonds and beef jerky type stuff that maybe isn't so fattening.
I think those are some great ideas. There's a lot of folks that are in the listening audience to help out, participate, really support our troops. Throughout the care packages, sometimes we get a unique idea from some of the soldiers. Great ideas as well. I'd like to actually ask a question to Andrew Cannon. Share with us what your mission is, what you do on day-to-day responsibilities.
My job, my day mostly consists of, I wake up at 7 o'clock, try at least, you know, 30 minutes to shower, shave, brush my teeth, all that fun stuff. Then I laze around for about 20 minutes and chill out before I actually like reflect on my previous days, I guess. And then my actual workday starts at 8:30 a.m. over here. And I am a human resource specialist. So I deal with personal actions and awards, and I get to see like some of the mistakes that soldiers make, but then I also get to read some pretty impressive situations that soldiers deal with every day as well. Like, I'll be reading an award, and it'll be about a specific soldier that has done something, like, incredible on, like, one of their missions, like, one of their combat missions, and they deserve, like, this amazing medal, a Bronze Star medal or something like that. And then, while reading that, I get very envious that the fact that they're actually on the front lines, you know, actually fighting and participating in combat situations, and I'm sitting there reading what they do at my desk, and it is a bit boring, but you know, I'm actually going to try and work out so I can actually get into those combat situations myself. And that goes on until, you know, 5 o'clock is the pretty much the end of my workday. As soon as that time hits, if there's nothing to do, nothing else that I have in my job, then leave, go back, and go watch a movie with my father.
So many people really look at Kuwait and Afghanistan. How would you describe Kuwait?
It's hot. It's nothing but sand.
Dusty.
And the sky is brown, but the living conditions are better than. I spent a couple of months in Afghanistan when we first got here. Living conditions in Kuwait are far better, and You're surrounded by Americans, by soldiers, and by honorable men and women, and the time is moving by pretty quickly, in my opinion. Anyway.
There's a shortage of outlets.
Electrical outlets.
I find
that's true.
I have some equipment that I'd like to plug in. I have an electronic drum set that I bought, had it shipped over here, and I have an Xbox and computer and a soon to be TV. And it just so happens that if you're sharing the room with two other people, then you don't have much room for to actually plug in your stuff.
You can tell Rochelle that he's really roughing it, right?
it's terrible.
Well, it sounds like that. You guys are spending the day at the school, which not what we would have envisioned the way to be, but is this door just the way that Gary built it in a situation there as well? You know, service, your family has
my wife is also part of the Tennessee National Guard, as well as my older son, Michael. He deployed last year, and he was somewhat of an inspiration to the rest of us because he was actually the first one to come in. Now, of course, Andrew is my second son, and also my oldest daughter just got finished with her initial training, just got back from AIT, and I'm very proud of all of them. My youngest daughter is now just about to turn 16 this month, and will be a junior in high school, and I could not be more proud of my family, I love showing pictures.
Yeah, 5 out of 6 of us are in the military. So it's kind of a trip, especially whenever everyone likes to talk in the military lingo, and
yeah,
then
I don't
just
like it as much as I overdo it.
Well, yeah, you all overdo it. You, Mom, Michael, Rebecca, and I'm just sitting there. They'll talk about all this stuff in basic. They'll like reminisce, and they'll like go on cadences or like sing cadences or whatever. And I'll just sit there. And I'm like, military life and civilian life shouldn't be mixed like this. I've already had too much.
You're already on the other side of the world, but you can't
just kiss, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry, you broke up on that.
I said you can be all the way on the other side of the world. Don't get very far from removing yourself from family.
Skype, and I think you're asking me about the talking to the family and Skype, and of course you've got the telephone, which we use, and but Skype is pretty it really helps to be able to talk. Of course, you got to know that life doesn't stop when you leave. Just because you're 8,000 miles away doesn't mean that the car stops breaking down. It doesn't mean that, you know, that family members don't argue or disagree. It doesn't mean that, you know, things don't happen back at home. It still does. And what that means is that Gloria, my wife, has to pick up that slack. She has to do the things that I would normally be there doing. And a lot of times people talk about, oh, the sacrifices that the soldiers are making, and not to belittle that or demean that, but, you know, you got to understand too that the families back home sacrifice just as much, if not more, than we do. Believe me, we are well taken care of over here. And I love what I do, or I wouldn't do it. But
what would you say to the families that have loved ones deployed? What would you say to the families? Put them at ease. So that you're in harm's way, but not so much. Many of us are concerned about our family members who aren't in the military.
Understand that we're next to our brothers and sisters. It's not just myself standing next to my son here, but we very much are, even though we're not blood, we're a family over here as well. And when it comes down to it, we're not looking out for ourselves, we're looking out for each other. And if your goal is to protect the man next to you, believe me, we are in very good hands, because I trust these men and women that are around me every day with my life.
Because
that's what you learn to do.
Yeah, it's not like we're the only one with lives as well. I mean, many of the people here have families they want to go back home to as well. So, you know, you gotta defend them as they're defending you. That's pretty much how it is.
Yeah, well, you know, God bless both and all of those who are serving the military and all branches. Now with Faces in the Front, Operation Tribute, Freedom, Line, we are talking and some first lieutenant alongside his son specialist and live from Kuwait. Gentlemen, Operation Tribute to Freedom. Share your voice, tell your story, and your experiences of what's happening to first deployment and what it's like on the front lines, what it's like for the U.S. Army. What does this opportunity mean to you as a soldier?
I didn't get any of that, Rochelle.
What does
kind of breaking up there?
What does the ability to have with today? What does that mean to you as a soldier?
The ability to have what?
This discussion, to be able to talk with the public openly.
What? How do you feel about being able to talk to people back home over the radio like this?
I think sometimes people don't get the full story. Over the mainstream media, and I love talk radio, Rochelle, and I listen to it at home. I don't even listen to music radio. I listen to talk radio, and it gives people a voice that, you know, 200 years ago was just newspaper, and that was very limited circulation. But now, that's why we're over here, is to allow everyone to have the freedom, whether you agree with the policies of the president, whether you agree with the wars or not, it doesn't really matter. You have the freedom to disagree, and that is so important, and that's why we're over here, and there's not a man or a woman over here that doesn't understand that. Believe me, we all do.
If there was a message that you would like to give to the public?
If there's a message... You know, why don't you go first, Andrew?
A message for who?
A message that you would give to people back home.
Give to the people back home? See, for me, being a... I'm 20 years old. I'm young, I admit. I'm pretty much a kid in the Army. But, like, a message for the people back home, you know, sometimes, you know, things don't work out very well. And you just have to keep... You have to keep pushing on. Otherwise, you won't make it far, especially if you're in this situation where we are, in, like us as soldiers, you need to keep pushing on. That's why, you know, if for a situation like mine, if there's a kid that's lost and doesn't really know what to do, has no direction, I mean, he could probably start off joining the military, because that's pretty much how it was for me. I mean, if it works for them, that's great, because it gives you a sense of pride that you were actually able to accomplish something that most people can't. And you just have this fire burning inside of you, as like, I did it. I finally did something that I'd never even thought I would, you know, even consider doing. And it's just an incredible feeling.
Rochelle, I guess if I were gonna say something, I would speak to people, you know, in their that they're maybe in the same situation I was a few years ago, in that, you know, I always admired the military. I always thought that very highly of soldiers. But, you know, life just kind of happened. I got married very young, had kids, and, you know, you go to work and you got to do the things that you have to do to survive. I always admired the military, and we wanted to do something, but I felt like I was too old. You know, at 39, at 40 years old, I didn't think that would ever be anything that I would be able to do, and I ended up in the situation that I am right now because I found out that I was eligible, even though I was older than what I thought the age restrictions were. Come to find out, the age restrictions weren't as high as I thought they were, and I undertook a challenge, and I did things that I never physically would never have imagined that I would have been able to do, and I've accomplished a lot more than 4 or 5 years ago than I would have ever imagined I would have be able to do. And I just want to encourage people that maybe were in that situation, same situation I was. You're in your mid-late 30s, and you always wanted to do it, but life just kind of got away from you. There is something out there called the National Guard, and it doesn't force you to leave your family. You know, as an active duty soldier, you've got to leave your family sometimes, or you've got to pick your family up, and you have to uproot the kids from the schools they're in and move to a military base, maybe on the other side of the country or even on the other side of the world. National Guard allows you the flexibility to stay home and yet still serve your country. And I'd encourage people, you know, you're in your mid-30s and it's something that you've wanted to do, pick it up, take up the challenge. You can accomplish a whole lot more than you think.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us here on the program today. To the American public, their listening, sure, and understanding. First of all, what's happening away from the entire university, both of left and
thank you. Thank you so much, Rochelle, for letting us have a voice.
You're very welcome.
Hi, this is First Lieutenant Clint Cannon with the 230th Sustainment Brigade from Lebanon, Tennessee. Currently serving in Kuwait with my son, Specialist Andrew Cannon. And you're listening to Rochelle on WTMY.
Hi, I'm Specialist Andrew Cannon, and I'm currently deployed with my father in Kuwait. And I have to say it's a real big honor to actually be in this situation right now, and give a shout out to my friends back home who actually know who I am. And you are listening to Rochelle on WTMY Talk Show.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Michelle.
You're welcome. Stay safe and well, and get back here soon.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.